The Cubs looking to snap a six-game skid as they host old friend Dexter Fowler and the Cardinals. Fowler receiving his World Series ring before the game and then reminding the Cubs what they lost in the offseason.
That is going to go, and Hayward didn't even turn around. So Dexter Fowler returns to Wrigley Field and just hit his eighth home run of the season.
And all of them have come from the left side of the plate. He struggled from the right side of the box. He continues his hot streak here. So, yeah, welcome back, Dexter. But that'll be all. That's enough of that.
Bryant hits a drive into left center field and deep, back toward the wall. That ball's got a chance. Gone. Chris Bryant, a home run to left center, and the Cubs are on the board. We've mentioned a couple of times, Ron, that's the way the wind is blowing.
There's a 1-0 pitch. Hayward in the air. Deep right. Piscotty back at the wall. And it's off the basket. It stays in the park. Rizzo's going to score. We are tied. Cardinals have filled up the bases on three walks. And he chased one in the dirt. And the inning is over. So Strope comes in, strikes out Molina, and we remain tied at two.
Let's see if Hayward can drive in the go-ahead run. The pitch to Jason. A swing and a drive. Center field and deep. It's going to drive in Rizzo. Fowler makes the catch. Here comes Anthony. Cubs lead 3-2.
The Cubs snap a six-game skid as they edge the Cardinals 3-2. And the day after proposing to his girlfriend, Anthony Rizzo reached base in all four plate appearances with a hit and three walks. In the midst of a season-worst six-game losing skid, the Cubs never pushed the panic button, and they got back in the win column on Friday as they edged the arch-rival Cardinals 3-2 at Wrigley Field. Here is Chicago skipper Joe Maddon.
We played well. I mean, they hit a homer, and then that ball that drops, I think Zoe, I didn't talk about it, I think he lost it in the sun, and Jay Ward just couldn't get there. But after that, John Lackey settled down and pitched extremely well. He typically keeps getting better. When he gets rolling, he gets better. And then we just did enough. Jason Hayward at the bat has been, I mean, the delay got him twice today. I mean, there's a couple homers out there. And then, of course, the first pitch, sack fly against a really good fastball. Nice game by him. I thought Miggy did a great job also calling the game with John. Don't like to take him out there, but, when you get that opportunity there with all the histrionics we went through, they did not want to keep waiting around to get to their closer in a bad moment. So you're just trying to be proactive. It didn't work out. They got the ground ball. But up and down, I thought we battled extremely well. And again, a home run to left center by Chris Bryant got us going. Beautiful. It's beautiful. That's the part of the game. We're not fast, but I think we run the base as well as a group. And he's not afraid of making mistakes. That's what we were looking for. Anytime you can play cautious baseball, it normally doesn't work. It doesn't work. You got aggressively smart, I guess, is the best way. Fortune favors the bold. But Riz is always by. He watches leads at first base, so he toys with the pitcher. If he gets a good jump, he's able to go. Getting to second right there, and then eventually great read on the ground ball to Peralta. That's stuff you practice in instructionally. There's other ways to get to third base on a ground ball on the pull side, and he showed you one right there that was outstanding. Not really. Just depending. I mean, right now, the fact that he's been struggling, I'm trying to be protective in a sense also. And, I got to the point where John Jay was in the game. John Jay, I think, is going to make contact. You're looking for contact right there. He did. Unfortunately, it's a double play ball. So that's all I was looking for. Again, the situation we've been in to sit back and just wait for this perfect moment, it may never occur. So you saw we did not hit Bias for Lackey, just to save Bias one more time around, just in case, and eventually worked out fine.
With Lackey, did he settle in at some point, or did he get a goop? Because the first couple of days were a little choppy, and then he was just kind of...
He does that. I've seen that with John before. I think he just gets in a rhythm and a feel for what he wants to do. The pitches became better located. The home run, he gave up, was a full count homer, just hit, he threw it in a bad spot. Dexter got it. And their young guy got the base hit up the middle on the ground. What are you going to do? But John can do that. John, when he gets in a row and gets a feel, hit a good breaking ball today once again, I thought, and overall really spotted up his fastball well.
Do you have to talk to Kyle about getting taken out there? He's not probably used to it and being dropped a lot.
Yeah, I mean, do I have to talk to him? I do talk to him constantly. I think he understands it. I've always talked to him, so that'll be part of our conversation tomorrow. But he gets it. He's a team player first. When he gets it rolling, he's going to take off in incredible ways. But for right now, today, June 2nd, I thought it was the right thing to do. 2017. Of course it does. I mean, but we haven't been playing badly. That's what I've been talking. We have not. We've just not been hitting. And you can't say that we killed it today offensively. We pitched well enough. You have to pitch better than good pitching to win some days. And we did that. And we caught the ball on defense. Addy, that great play in the hole there, first out of the last inning, was wonderful. We started to, honestly, the home run by Brian did perk everybody up. There's no question it did. We need to get more consistent, well-struck balls. That's all. It doesn't have to be hit all the time. We just got to be more consistent hard contact. I thought Jason Hayward today, that was pretty fun to watch. This guy had a great game.
And the Dexter thing beforehand, the presentation of the ring.
Beautiful. You could see how we feel about him. You know, even though he's wearing the wrong uniform, we feel that way. He'll always be part of that group. He's a wonderful young man. We enjoy him. I enjoy him personally. It's good for him, good for his family. This whole thing worked out well for him and for his family, too. So it was nice to share that moment with him today.
The day after proposing to his girlfriend, successfully, we might add, Anthony Rizzo had himself a day at the plate. He reached base in all four plate appearances, courtesy of a hit and three walks. Here is Rizzo sharing his thoughts after Friday's 3-2 victory over St. Louis.
It's big for us, and those are the little things that are going to win you a lot of ball games in the long run. And so we got to get back to just the little things and keep grinding, and we grinded this one out. Jay swung the bat really well tonight, and we got the W.
Yeah, I want to bring up Jason Hayward, a couple really good at-bats. I mean, the sack fly there to be the difference in the game, but you mentioned all day long he was really zoned in there at the plate.
Yeah, the wind, if it was blown a different direction, he probably has, you know, two, three homers, but you know, we grind, and this is a big win for us at home to start this homestand. Crowds into it, Cubs, Cardinals. It's a good day for us.
I was just going to say, does it feel different right now? You've mentioned a couple times. I know it's the Cardinals. I know there's the fans. I know you guys are coming off, the losing streak on the road. But this feels like a turn for the better. Is that what you're saying?
This win feels good just to get that winning feeling back. The energy in the ballpark is fun. It's a beautiful day in this city, so and we won, so what's better?
And you're engaged. You and Emily off to another good day.
I'm engaged. What's better?
It was a rough start for John Lackey as he permitted a leadoff home run to former teammate Dexter Fowler, but from there the veteran right-hander settled in as he turned in seven innings of two-run ball as the Cubs picked up the 3-2 win over the Cardinals. Here is Lackey speaking to the media following the game.
Sometimes you can throw too many strikes. There can be too many things that are hittable. And sometimes, obviously, have a pretty long career and a reputation as a strike thrower. So I get a lot of early swings, and sometimes throwing something out of the zone is not always a bad thing. I don't know, man. Like the way the game is now with all this, it's like a 162 game season. I mean, it was a game. Like I say to the guys, you got to just stay in the process right now. Just try to win the game today. You can't win 10 games in a day. Just try to play good, try to have a good at bat. I'm trying to throw a good pitch, and we'll see where we are here in a month or two. Yeah, team to team is totally different. There's scouting reports, there's different stuff. It's, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
The Cubs send John Lester to the mound on Saturday as he'll be opposed by Mike Leake.